The perfect pitcher, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'ma just do it.
What is happening? What it do? What it does? You are right here on Rhymes and Poetry with your girl, Nalzi Lee, and we are doing the most on the show. It is a hip-hop show. If you don't know what Rhymes and Poetry is about, don't you worry. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight on what it's about. So, Rhymes and Poetry is a show that deals with all things rap, all things poetry, all things rhythm, all things pop. And there's a topic that is big right now that every single Christian is talking about, every single non-believer, non-Christian, atheist, you name it. Everybody's speaking about this topic. So I thought that I would just jump on the topic and give you guys a little bit of insight on what I think about this topic. So before I tell you what the topic is, I'm going to tell you guys where to find us. If you're looking for us, you can simply find us on our platforms, which is www.activefm.co.za. Otherwise, come and find us on our socials, which is at ActiveFM777 on Instagram, on Facebook. Get to the platforms. But otherwise, you can simply find us on the platform, which is at Rhymes and Poetry 777 on Instagram. Do not be shy to do the most. It's the only time you can do the most. But before we get into the craziness of what today's topic is about, we are going to listen to a little bit of some Reactive. And this one is called Eternity.
What's up, everybody? This is Lily Million, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Carrying treasure, revealing extraordinary power, opening ourselves up to the truth, brilliant light piercing through the darkness. Pressed on every side but not crushed, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Press on every side but not crushed, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Not always sure what to do, but quitting ain't an option. Knocked down but the light is never out. Persecuted but never forsaken. So no, we're never giving up. Our inner being is being renewed every day. Difficulty producing the substance for a glory beyond comparison. Pressed on every side but not crushed, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Pressed on every side but not crushed, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. On the scene, but the unseen. not distracted by slight short-lived troubles. No, we endure. I will focus on the King of Kings, 'cause he loves me. I'll focus on his mercies, 'cause he leads me. I'll focus on his healing power, 'cause he's got me. I'll focus on his provision, 'cause he feeds me. I'll focus on his victory. He already set me free. Pressed on every side, but not crushed. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity. Pressed on every side, but not crushed. No, no, we strive for eternity. We trust not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through humanity.
Tuned into Active FM.
How awesome is that song? I'm really in love with Reactive's albums. They are bringing out new albums every single year. I mean, you need to get to the music. If you're looking for that song, you can find it on Spotify. We are on Apple Music. We are on iTunes. We are on Google Play. We are everywhere. You can download a music legitimately. Do not download the music for free. Please do purchase the music. It is super, super, super incredibly awesome, because Christ Music is the place of the hottest music in the land. Speaking of hot music, before we go too far, the topic that I'm speaking about today has made waves all over the world. People don't know how to feel about it. People are abrasive. People are accepting. They're like, what do we do? So Naughty Lee is gonna tell you what you need to do in this situation. If you don't know what I'm speaking about, I'm speaking about Kanye West and his new album, Jesus is King. Now, this album was released this year on October the 25th, and it has been making waves. Okay, so this is what it says. 86% of the Google users that have actually clicked onto the album like the album. 14% don't like the album. That for me is a big thing, because if you look at an artist like Kanye West, he already has exposure. I mean, this is not the first time Kanye West is making a Christian track. We remember the song Jesus Walks back in the days. And he did speak about the way his mom raised him to be strong in faith. She raised him in church and all of that stuff. And he's always had sort of that background. But then he fell back and he started producing secular music. And from that, he gained notoriety. I mean, everybody who is anybody knows who Kanye West is. He's gone through some ups and downs. He's gone through rough periods where literally people thought he was crazy. People thought this guy's going insane. He came up with a fashion label. I remember the one was literally Hobo Clothing, and he sold that for such a lot of money. I was like, listen, if I need torn clothes, I'm just gonna go rip them up myself. I don't need no extra nothing. But literally, this guy went through periods where everybody was loving him and, oh, Kanye West is the best, to places where they're like, this guy needs to be taken into a psych ward, to places where literally he is just like on a place where people don't know how to feel about him anymore. And there's a number of contributing factors as to why people don't know what to think about Kanye West and what to think about this new album, and do we like him and do we not. And this is what it writes. Jesus is King is the 9th studio album by American rapper Kanye West. Released on October the 25th, 2019 through Good Music and Def Jam Records. The album follows a Christian theme, with West describing it as an expression of the gospel. And now everybody is like, is this guy being for real? Is he trying to like get Christian listeners and then he's gonna go back into secular music? Is he even like a Christian? Is this like spiritual journey real? What the heck is happening? So Time wrote a little article on this, and they write, on Jesus is King, Kanye West depicts himself as a lonely martyr barred from the Christian kingdom. This is what he says on some of his lyrics. They'll be the first one to judge me, make me feel like nobody loved me. He says of Christians in Hands On. In another track, Selah, he compares himself to a biblical patriarch. And this is what he says. Before the flood, people judge. They did the same thing to Noah. So he's comparing himself to Noah as well. If you don't know the story of Noah, Noah was like, let's build an ark. Water is going to fall from the sky. At that point in time, no one had seen rain. So they were like, this guy is crazy. Listen, like, what is he trying to say? And literally, he kept firm. He was like, I'm building an ark and this and that. And everybody was like, he's crazy, only until the rain came. And they're like, no, please save me. But that is what happened in the times of Noah. West has certainly received a fair amount of backlash for his hard turn towards spiritual music. On Twitter, blog posts, and published articles, Black Christians have frequently accused him of hypocrisy and of commodification. And basically, many people are against him. They're like, listen, I don't know what the heck this guy's trying to do. This came especially after he gave his support to Donald Trump and this eyebrow-raising comment of slavery, and when he said that slavery sounds like a choice. And obviously, if I say slavery sounds like a choice, people are going to be abrasive towards that statement. They're going to be like, what the heck are you trying to speak about? Do you even know what happened back in those days? But I remember watching that interview with Kanye West where he actually said that. And what he was actually saying is, in this day and age, slavery is a choice. Back then, obviously, they didn't have a choice and they were pushed into it. But now, if you're still living under the laws of slavery, it's your choice. And that's what he was actually trying to say. But West has also received a groundswell of support, particularly from gospel artists themselves. Many of these musicians believe that no matter what they think about West's politics, it's more important that a prominent artist with an enormous reach is relying on gospel traditions to talk fervently about God. And now, if we look at this, America is against Trump. The media is against Trump. The moment the media is against something, you need to actually look at why they're against the person. If you look at a person like Donald Trump meets with a whole bunch of pastors every single month, priests, pastors, the works. He is getting counsel from these people every single month. Not to say that he's perfect. None of us are perfect. So for us to step into a place where we judge people and they're like, oh, but they're doing that and they're doing that. No, we are all not perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have faults. And the thing that I love about this is the fact that Trump has made moves that many American presidents have said they're gonna make, such as he moved the American embassy into Jerusalem, something that they had been promising. He took it out of the Islam territory and put it in Christian territory. That is something that people have been speaking about for a long time. I remember even at school, there was this Palestine, save Palestine, free Palestine. And they're trying to make it seem like the Christians are actually attacking the Muslims, when in actual reality, Muslim countries persecute Christians like they are dust, like they are literally nothing. And this is what it goes on to say. The traditional Christian church has always frowned upon anything that is new and innovative. And this is by Richard Smallwood. The renowned gospel singer and songwriter tells Time, he's singing about Jesus and God, and that to me is the bottom line. So while West paints the Christians as the monolith, in actuality, his spiritual recommitment has opened up fissures in the Black Christian community, with listeners on both sides believing that Jesus is King and has the potential to be the turning point for gospel music, for better or for worse. Now we're going to take a closer look at how West's latest offering is dividing many spiritual communities. Now, many people are asking the question, is Christ really the center of this guy's music? Is he like joking with us here, trying to play games? Or is Christ really the center of his music? And this is what it says. In January 2019, West began his Sunday service performance series in Calabasas, California, with the choir group, The Samples, and collaborators performing a combination of hymns and secular pop songs rewritten as Christian songs. And now at this point, many people are like, what is Kanye West trying to do? As the performances unfolded over the months, they drew skepticism from online and people wrote exclusives on what he was actually doing. Many people went against Kanye West to say that he's actually just trying to like fool us here. He's trying to like get people hyped and get people back onto who Kanye West is. Like, you know, many celebrities do this. Let me just tell you. Where when they've died down, they do something controversial in order for people to come back to them. And this is what people thought that Kanye West was doing. And now they question themselves on, is this guy really a Christian or is he just like joking with us here? And that was the center of many of their discussions. Many people turned away from listening to Kanye West's music. Many people were like, let's not listen to this guy because he's trying to fool us here. He thinks that we're dumb and we're really not dumb. So let us just turn away from listening to this guy's music. And the question here is, can it reach young people? Does it have the ability to change people's minds on God? Because the world is so anti-Christ. And that question we are going to answer straight after this. Center like Biggie, maybe cold. Your picture pitch black, you can peer into my soul. Angels rally crying, ain't no penance for my roles. I don't wanna face a sentence, but it's clear I'm getting cold. I try hard. Every time I think I'm on the way up. All the wicked stuff I'm plotting make me stay up. It's like I ain't in control of my soul. Doing good is hard labor, but evil's like a layup. Mama ain't raised me wrong. Partner, I ain't popping pistols till your brain is blown. Still I know my list of sin is getting way too long. If only God can judge me, what lawyer gonna take me on? Take me on. I'm a man, I'm a man. I ain't perfect, but he understands, understand. Hope he do, cause I got bigger plans. Time is money, a day's $100,000, $100,000. He made me a black man, without black clothes. Black coffee, blacking that on all my flows. The way is black, a problem here for all my bros. The way they trying to put a tag on all our toes. Black fist on a pick, sticking at my fro. He made me black and put his image on my soul. They thought our fight was finished in 1964. New specific, same heart, same issues unfold. I'm a man, I'm a man. I ain't perfect, but he understands, understand.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade. Ahead of the game.
Back on the topic of Kanye West and whether this guy is being for real or whether he's just trying to generate views. So some people have been skeptical, but Dr. Ricky Dillard, who is a Grammy-nominated gospel singer, was invited to one of the Sunday services that Kanye West held in Malibu in April. And he listened to Kanye West's combination of gospel music, Christian music, house music and everything. And this is what he actually had to say. It was rejuvenal, inspiring, and uplifting. He told Time that Kanye West is a part of the contemporary movement which has revolutionized music. That is what he said about it. And basically, And he dismissed the idea that Kanye West's performances were Kanye-centric, meaning they centered around Kanye West. He said, if you know God and go to one of Kanye West's worship experiences, you will experience God because you know God. He said he was also impressed by the way in which West ceded much of his spotlight to the choir group, the Samples. It felt like for the last years, the choir have either been eliminated or pushed back. With him coming forward with the Samples, he turned the light on the choir and not on himself. Now, this is a very big thing, because if you know Kanye West, you know that that guy is self-centered. He only thinks about himself, his performances are about himself, and everything is about himself. But now, in these performances, and what I actually like about Kanye West is that he's actually given up his Sundays to holding Sunday services where he is just worshiping and giving it all to God. I remember in an interview on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, before the Met Gala, Kim Kardashian was gonna wear this really like a body tight fitting dress, and it's like a nude color, so it would almost look like she was naked. And Kanye West was like, I don't want you to dress like that anymore. And she basically said in the interview that she understands that he's on his spiritual journey, but she's not on the same spiritual journey that he is, so he should allow her to do whatever she wants to do. Now, when you look at this, your husband challenging you on something, like how Kanye West challenged Kim on, I think that shows that there is a change in him. Because you won't just challenge your wife, especially if your wife is Kim Kardashian West, and at any point in time she can decide that, okay, listen, I don't want you, and then there goes a divorce and whatever. The fact that he's stepping out and saying, listen, this is my faith and this is what I believe in, and I do believe she'll get saved, I do believe that she'll start seeing what Kanye West sees, I do believe that God is gonna touch her as well. And then the question as to whether it can reach young people, the choir takes more of an ancillary role in Jesus is King, which was released in October, as we spoke about. The album mixes choral refrains, soul samples, trap drums, and West's signature autotune. As he raps about not only Jesus, but a Chick-fil-A and the IRS. But while the album's sound and subject material stray from the traditional gospel, his prominent predecessors say West's modernization are musically intriguing, but also essential towards the genre's evolution. And this is why it can impact young people. This is why his music is able to touch young people. If we look at many young people today, they are heavily influenced by Kanye West. They are heavily driven by Kanye West. They have a passion for him, and they see him as... Jeez, young people love Kanye West. For him to move in a direction where he starts speaking about Jesus, he's going to cause a revival like never before. The only thing is that many people are saying that, is this gonna last forever, or is it just a gimmick? Is it just a game for him to play with people and for him to say, oh, I'm gospel, but not really mean it? This is a quote that says, gospel becomes too exclusive when people describe it, Smallwood says. Adding about Jesus is King, I like the sound of the music, I like the arrangements, and it has to be contemporary because it has to reach young people. How do we reach young people in this day and age? And I've spoken about this before. How do we reach people in this day and age who think that gospel music is only hymns? I remember first coming to church, and the idea of me deleting my songs was like, hey, listen, if you think I'm going to listen to hymns the whole day, you are joking. But the more and more I started discovering Christian hip hop, Christian EDM, Christian house, and all of this other stuff, I started seeing that, wait, no, there's actually something to Christian music. Christian music is not only hymns. Christian music can come in different forms, and that's how we reach the generations. That's how we become creative with spreading the gospel of Jesus to the nations. The nations are not going to be bound to listening to one certain thing because that's a contemporary version of how it was formed. Music has evolved, it has transformed, it has revolutionized, and that's what we should be doing as Christians as well, keeping up with the times but not compromising on the message. The message is the same. Jesus is Lord and Savior. Our destination is heaven. That's what the message is. The message doesn't change, but our style of music changes in order to reach people that otherwise would never, ever, ever listen to Christian music. Now, for me to put my two cents on this, because many people have different views. They're like, oh no, but he supports Trump. Oh no, but he does this and he does that. Listen, political views are basically your own. You can't tell me as a Christian that you support the one party. All of you support the same party. And many people are saying because of his views on politics and because of him supporting Trump, they cannot support his music. And I think that this is something that holds us back as Christians, because there's this this thing where people want to step out and judge. There's this thing of, oh, but how do we know this and how do we know that? The most important thing here is salvation. And that's what I felt from the beginning. The first time I heard that Christian Kanye West rather has gone Christian, I was like, God, please tell me that you have his heart and that he has actually given you his heart. The most important thing here is pure salvation, and his actual salvation is in his heart, saying that I'm actually a Christian. That's the first thing that we should be speaking of. The second thing that drives people away from Christianity is the fact that we so easily judge other people. It's always, ah, no, but he's being fake, and oh, no, he's doing this for this and whatever. We don't actually consider that a radical transformation has happened in the person, bringing them to a point where they actually want to sing about Jesus. I mean, for him to do that and to make full songs about Jesus Christ and to direct his praise and everything to Christ must tell you something. And just because someone's past is a certain way, we can't judge their future choices. Otherwise, how does salvation happen? Because then I could look at myself and say, no, but in the past you did A, B, C, and D. So you're a hypocrite for going out and evangelizing about Jesus. You're a hypocrite about going out and telling people about Jesus when in the past you used to do A, B, C, and D. We cannot live that way. We cannot, as Christians, push people away from the faith because of our own opinions and because we think that they're doing this for that. I think, and just as Paul said in the Bible, where he said that there are many people that are preaching the word for their own self-benefit, but praise Jesus that they're preaching the word, because that word is going to reach somebody that is actually going to be radically transformed. So this is what I think. Firstly, I think he's really being genuine about his transformation, because I've heard interviews, I've seen the Sunday shows he does, and I can see a radical transformation within himself. I don't think he's perfect. None of us are perfect. And obviously, our goal is to attain perfection. Our goal is to reach the upward call in Christ. Our goal is to finish the race strong. But I think that even if, and this is something that I don't believe, but even if he's doing this out of selfish ambition, or he's doing this out of whatever else people think he's doing it out of, the fact is that he's reaching people with the gospel that otherwise would never have been reached. There are people right now that are listening to his music that are going, wait, I've pushed Jesus aside. Maybe I should take a listen, because Kanye West is saying something about this Jesus. And if this Jesus can change Kanye West, and you need to give him time to see the change and transformation before you start judging him. If this Jesus can change Kanye West to a point where he refuses to do secular music, he refuses to do tours, which is how he makes money. He refuses to do all of that stuff, and he's doing Sunday shows where he's praising Jesus. Wait, maybe there's something to this Jesus, and there's many people right now that are having radical confrontations with the word because of the music that he's producing. So before we get too quick to be all religious and all holier than thou, I think that we should actually care more about the salvation of this human than judging him. And I think that he's doing a great thing. There are many people that are going to hear that word. There are many people that are going to hear that music and be radically changed. And that is what the gospel is all about. It's all about preaching the word, telling people about Jesus. And that's what Jesus says in his word. So that is what I think about it. And before we get into the hype of whether Nalty is right or wrong, we are going to go into a quick breather.
Hey, this is Kayla, and you listening to Active FM.
So this has been an awesome show. I think this is a great topic that we're speaking about, and I think it's very relevant and necessary for us to speak about such things, because it is impacting and influencing a lot of people. And Kanye West is one of the people that are spreading the gospel, praise Jesus. And because of that, many people are going to reach the word. And that is just my opinion on it. And if you're looking for us because you just want to comment on this topic, you're like, Nancy, I have so much to say. You can find us either on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. You can also find us on the socials, which is at ActiveFM777 on Facebook, on Instagram. Get to it. And if you're also looking for Rhymes and Poetry specifically because you just want to tell me directly what you think about what I spoke about today, you can simply find me on Rhymes and Poetry 777, the number of heaven, on Instagram. This is Naldi Lee for another week, signing out. Peace out and God bless.
From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. And they wonder what I feel like. It's hard to explain it, explain it. I know it looks like summer, but it feels like it's raining. Whoa. And even when the rain won't stop, I know that I'm growing. Even when I can't see it in the moment, I know one day God's gonna show me. My greatest battles I can't take pictures of. Mental struggles that rip me up inside. Emotional scars it's easier to hide. And I don't think the only reason is my pride. I'm still carrying the parts of me that died. Moving forward but the past comes along for the ride. Even though I try not to listen to the lies, I need to hear the truth from voices different than mine. Clay to the potter, dough that he's kneading. We ain't really kneeling if we don't know that we need him. Lord help me see it, do I mean it when I say it? When the weight is feeling heavy, I know that you won't waste it. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. And they wonder what I feel like. It's hard to explain it, explain it. I know it looks like summer, but it feels like it's raining. Whoa. And even when the rain won't stop, I know that I'm growing. Even when I can't see it in the moment, I know one day God's gonna show me. Do you ever dream of candy coated raindrops? It may not seem sweet at first blush, but when you see what it produces, that must be God's touch. Who else could make you turn around and say hallelujah? His discipline never felt good in the moment, but it's proof that he cares when my ignorance is bliss. He makes me aware of his presence, and the pressure is a privilege. My flesh gets livid when I'm pressed in his image. What does a seed need to break through the earth? On the inside is where God does his best work. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. From the outside looking in, they only see what's on the outside. And they wonder what I feel like. It's hard to explain it, explain it. I know it looks like summer, but it feels like it's raining. Whoa. And even when the rain won't stop, I know that I'm growing. Even when I can't see it in